Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And then she took out the batteries and everyone went, oh, we didn't know that. So anyway, episode 152, big apologies. This is massive. This is massive news, isn't it?
This is kind of...
James is here. James is here.
Is that what you're apologizing? Yes, yeah, sorry about that. I really tried to.
No, we recorded what I feel was one of the best pods. You weren't here.
No, I wasn't.
We had Kunal.
Yeah,
Who we'd had
in France,
and we Adil got it back, recorded. This is like Beyonce putting down some tunes.
No, it's to be honest, I'm really devastated when it happened.
It was the White Album.
Because we were so happy because it was a funny episode. We brought all the stuff, and then what happened the day after? That was what we were talking about. We allardized everything, and then I came home.
We're not saying we broke Allardyce, but we were on it.
You could have claimed it.
We were the first ones there. We were drinking the pints of wine like he was. But we're going to talk about that
talk
now.
Talk about drinking. Vardy said in his autobiography that he drinks a bit of port and then three Red Bulls before the game and espresso. But the night before, he drinks port wine.
Wow.
Wine.
He did it once. And then he kind of... Or port. I don't know if it was port. I couldn't understand if he meant the port wine or if it's some kind of a leukocyte, say, some kind of fucking throat thingy. He drinks that
port shit. Port is like sherry, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But he said just port. But I meant that must have been...
Yeah.
So he drinks sherry the day before to get him a bit, you know, warm and cuddly when he watches the telly. And then he goes to bed. And then in the morning, he fucking lashes up with Red Bulls and espresso so to run around like a nut.
Wow.
I was thinking, you're already a nut. You don't need to fucking...
There's a drink called Cheeky Vimto, which is port with this blue cider in it, Blue Wicked. It tastes like... It really does taste like Vimto, but it's amazingly strong.
Do they have Vimto here?
No.
No, Vimto.
But the three people that listen from England will know.
Wow.
They'll go, wow, I'm going
to
try
I used
that.
To fake that I was kind of sick. Not sick that my throat was bad, because it was one medicine called Quila Simplex. When we grew up, and it was for the throat. It was no recipe and stuff. You just could have bought it in the drugstore, apotheket. And it was so nice. It tasted like liquid licorice, kind of. And I love salted licorice.
Still have it.
Yeah, but I know it's still there. Yeah. I bought it like
but
a couple years ago.
Now. If he
but
wants
I used
it,
to like sip it. I used to get one, and usually you just close your eye drinking. I used to just, and then just lick it with the fingers. That's probably the most tasty thing.
And the most sexiest thing, the sexiest mime ever, as you were pretending to lick your finger.
That's a good idea. Next time, when I get somebody home to have the pleasure with, I'm going to drip her in this Quila Simplex and lick it off. First of all, it's good for the health. Nobody will cough. I would cough for a year. Doesn't matter what you do. With my
You're going to enjoy the taste.
It's cough medicine. Yeah, probably get drunk.
It'd be nice for her. It'd be like a cat licking your hand.
Yeah, it's a bit sticky.
So, yeah.
And I'll go in for it. I'll really go in for it. Nobody has
How many bottles do you reckon you'll need? Depends on her.
I think one is enough because it's kind of sticky. Yeah. One is enough. I don't have to shower the hair.
What I want you to do is introduce the idea to her. Like, I know we've only just met, but forget the plastic sheets.
Yeah.
Get this.
There's some medicine. All right. Do you need Viagra? No. It's definitely old cough medicine.
When this is on, there's no need for
cough?
Viagra.
No, I don't have a cough.
If you bathe in this, I won't need a Viagra for a year.
And your safety word can't be cough, because no. You can't.
It can't be cock either, so it's weird.
Well, okay, so that's 152. And that's the kind of quality we had on the previous unrecorded, unheard, unseen 152.
Do you reckon in the future someone will get hold of that memory card and be able to sort of retrieve it somehow? When
there is
7 years
seven,
time, there'll be the unreleased.
There is 7.5 minutes on it.
Al's checking. Yeah,
I'm just anxious.
Yeah,
I'm anxious. I don't want to lay down some beats. I mean, I was just... We were freestyling and for me, it was like we'd lost the third wheel, like you. You were gone, James, yeah. And we were free.
Stabilisers were off, yeah.
We didn't have this, like, handicap, you know, this thing holding us back. We could actually speak.
It's like running we had a lot of
wild theories. Kunal was talking about these transfers going to AC Milan next year, which was absolutely...
Olympics, the normal Olympics that was brought up, and the other Olympics,
actually,
steroids.
It's pretty good that maybe it wasn't out, because I could have gone to jail after that episode with that. No, but I was just saying that we're talking about steroids, right? It's not fun, but I feel that in Paralympics it's not as bad. Not because, you know, oh, we don't care about them, because he said, do they do tests on them? I said, of course they do tests, and it's the Olympic Committee. But I feel that, because, you know, when two people are running, right, in normal in Olympics, you know, it's about
normal
how good.
Can we stop calling it the
normal? No, yeah, I'm not gonna say normal. I just, you know, erase that. But in the Paralympics, one guy might have like a longer leg, and the other one might be blind, and the other one can see a little bit. That's huge difference to see a little bit and then be completely blind. So I don't think it's fair. So maybe you can just compensate that with just steroids.
Mm. So we've gone from change the game to change the Olympics. change the Paralympics with
Swedish
ideal fucking...
Not only Olympics, change para.
Yeah, but we... And do they take the same amount, or...?
Why do you have to call it Paralympics? Why not play the Coldplay song Paradise? You know?
Like roll the dice.
Yeah, like you roll the dice, who can take what kind of steroid.
Yeah.
And you just call it Paradise.
Paradise.
That's it.
Talking of people that have
rolled the dice
and thank you and gambled and it's all gone wrong, Sam Allardyce.
He's out.
Dice. Allardyce.
67 days.
One we win, no goals conceded. One of the best managerial records.
It is the best
in history of football. Yeah.
But what I get from it was his dream job, man. Like he must have felt, you know what, I've got it, but this is amazing. I'm Sam Allardyce. I'm the England manager. And then it's...
Blows up.
This can't be the only time he's ever done it, obviously.
No, obviously, I think that's the problem. I think they probably have... When he says something like that, it's quite obvious that at least third-party deals he's circumvented somehow. But the thing is, that means that if you have that approach, that you think, they might as well do it. What we talked about before, I do feel that if he hadn't done it with like Enner Valencia, he just said in the interview that there are ways to go around it, but he hadn't done it. Then I don't feel he's done anything wrong, because I can say that as well. Well, there's corruption in football, but I'm not corrupted. So and this is how you can be corrupt. And then they give 10 examples.
Yeah, that's the thing that's got him. I mean, he had to go to the FA.
Yeah.
He said Neville should sit down and shut up. He called him woy, woy, woy.
I think that added to everything.
Yeah. I personally think he's gone. You can't see it. I just don't think you can see an English manager do that. It's just not on. You know, you can't be that naive. You can't be that stupid to...
You mean you can't see him coming back into...
No, I just don't think he can be the England manager after being filmed.
No, he's sacked, he's gone.
Yeah, I know, but that's... I'm not thinking, like, even the Valencia thing, and then he's still in
it. You think that was enough?
There was enough there for me that.
No, that's what I said. I think it just added to all the way he talked about it, and he kind of said that they did it with Enner Valencia, and then the boy and the... I mean, if it would have been a film where he only said, like, I think third-party rules is kind of stupid because there are teams that go around it anyways, so it's kind of unfair. Only said that, and then he would have said, woy, Neville is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Then it would be embarrassing, but not sacking.
No.
But because he did something wrong, took money, I think that is the biggest problem of it all.
Yeah.
That he actually he actually spilled all this stuff for money.
Yeah.
Not like an odd conversation he's had with his friend in a bar where he says,
exactly.
I don't like
boys. Been filmed and it was, just him saying awkward things, but not... Then
I think the warrior Neville is stupid to say anybody because you're a football manager.
Yeah.
But to have that opinion, I think that's completely okay. I mean, if he...
I think some people were like, good on you, Sam, for saying that. But, I mean, Sven Goran got it. You know, he got done by the Sheik, you know. Mm. Kept his job. Had, like, a sex scandal. Kept his job. But I just think with him taking Allardyce taking the money, and it's like the Pope sending a dick pic. You know, it just can't happen.
I just think that they kind of calmed it down a little bit as well. That they say like, yeah, they do understand that he didn't do, but it's still too big, so they amicably had mutual consent on his resigning. Yeah. But I do believe that everybody sees that and start thinking when they say they have more scoop of corruption and what is about that you sell players and get some of the agent fees. Then I think you start putting one and one together that this is probably systematic from these managers.
Oh, absolutely.
Del Cucca. Like Allardyce and Redknapp. I mean, Redknapp, everybody, had this suspicion, but you can't prove anything. Nobody kind of cares.
I think the fact that he was so open about, I mean, obviously not open, he didn't broadcast, but the fact that he was willing to speak to people he didn't know about it shows that it's that sort of thing that, it shows it's systemic, because otherwise, if it had been a real shocker and it was like he was really the only one doing it, then he wouldn't go near it. But the fact that it's sort of widespread, it's sort of just accept it.
It's a funny time to break it as well.
There's just so much money.
Because Eric Black, Southampton assistant manager, was in the Scottish setup as well. He's in there. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
He talked about that. But they have, for the moment, not suspended him. He said he'd done nothing wrong. He just held a speech for money. He thinks it's nothing wrong for me to talk for money. But the problem is now if he's done something. But I've heard about rumors going that he wanted to play it to QPR something and he wanted some good shit or whatever he said. It's some rumors going. We haven't seen the report.
Chiellino, the Leeds chairman, who,
well, that's not a shocker, is it?
But if that happens, that could be good for Leeds, actually.
Yeah,
then he goes away.
He goes. And then the big ones are like, allegedly, Pardew.
Yeah.
Steve Bruce has to be.
No, but I think but that list was a joke. That was all the England managers in contention for England job. If you looked at the list, it was all that was.
Yeah, but it's only going to be English managers.
But that must have been a joke, that list, because it was all the managers that's contention for England. It was Pardew, it was Redknapp, it was Allardyce, it was Bruce, it was
Moyes.
It was like all the ones that talked about could take a Williams. I think that was. We just took those. I don't think it's those managers.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You really think Moyes and these managers done that as well?
Because they would have, if it was literally a joke, then they would have had Eddie Howe in that, because
that's true. That was the only one missing from the.
I thought it was interesting that
half
of that eight that were former United.
Yeah.
Just looking after shit here.
No, but it's like Ferguson comes out now and says, look, this is what used to happen. I've done it. You go, your legend kind of fades a little bit.
But not much.
But these guys are in there.
Do you not think like deals like that baby for $7 million or something was weird?
It was weird in the way that baby just got bought from another. But at the same time, it was all over the Queiroz. Straight when he came, they said, this guy is just fucking amazing. He's a gem. He's a complete gem. You need to pick him up now because he's going to be the new Ronaldo or something like that. And then they bought him, and then he already transferred to Vitor Guatemala, so what the name of the team is. He's already transferred from there, and then they bought him for $7 million. So it was very weird, but they had to pay that money because he just was bought.
So
it was dodgy, but I think when it's so apparent as that deal, I don't think that's dodgy. That's a risk. That's just a risk they took on $7 million on getting
the Tevez, all that was.
Tevez definitely, but they got done for that West Ham. And a lot of people would have said that Sheffield United should have stayed up and West Ham should have gone down because they did have to pay money, but they still stayed up. I think that was highly unfair, that whole saga. I think that was, and I think something is wrong there. I think something is wrong there. I don't know if Sullivan was still the chairman of West Ham back then.
No, whoever
it was. I think there's something odd there that they...
Wasn't it the Icelanders back then?
Was it? Maybe. But I don't think... I felt that deal was dodgy.
Yeah.
The FA's resolution to not dock them points, but instead having them pay compensation. I felt that were dodgy. I think if some corrupted felt happened there, it was between West Ham and FA or whatever.
But the rumours now are Allardyce will take a year out.
Oh, for sure.
No, he's going to take a year out and write a book, a really reveal all autobiography and open up football. Another thing that happened today was Wenger said he wouldn't rule out taking the England job. And I think he should get the job.
It's a win-win-win situation. It's actually a four-win situation. It's a win for England. They'll get a high-pedigree manager who knows English football inside and out, fully respected as an Englishman. No worries there about, he's French. No worries, see him as French. He's been in Premier League longer than any manager. So that's the good win. Good win for Arsenal. They don't have to have an awkward breakup with their manager that they have to sack him and not renew a contract. It will always be a bit awkward for a manager that long. Then for the fans, it would be great as well, because all the ones who's after them but want to show me respect feels all... This is a problem for Arsenal. If they don't renew his contract, that, in other words, a sacking. And that's not what a lot of people want. I mean, for us outside, it's like, who gives a shit? It doesn't matter. Because we sack our managers every year. Mm. But they've had this guy. He's an icon there. For the fans, it must be really awkward for some fans.
Well, he's their Ferguson.
50% of the fans is the Ferguson. For 50% of the fans, it's the Van Gaal at the moment. But not maybe at the moment, but it's been for 2 years. So I think it's a win-win-win-win-win. Southgate...
They only mentioned 3 wins.
Yeah.
And Southgate gets out.
And for Wenger.
Yeah, okay.
And for Wenger, it's a huge win because he has his... Everything is intact for him.
I think we can squeeze a fifth win out of that.
Not for me. Yeah. I would like him to be at Arsenal, actually.
He's got his focused on Arsenal, you know.
But if you look at the other
keep the rest of the year.
He blows them all out of the water by...
The thing I would think would be great would be Wenger and Howe. You know,
both of them.
Yeah,
but that can't happen because that means that Howe will leave his job to be a second fiddle.
Second fiddle for an English manager, dream.
Southgate, he's a Premier League manager. Why would he go to fucking second assistant of England? I don't think that's it's like when Pochettino came out that they wanted him, and Twitter instead it was just filled with laughter because everybody. Why would he go from now where he's extremely set as tying up everybody's contract, earning way more?
Not earning way more.
England manager's
3 million a year.
There's no way he's earning more than that.
I think they're probably earning that. But I think I saw a contract releasing that they do.
What, him? Photo of him signing.
He earns...
Is it Madden Tussauds? He had his arm around.
He earns for sure more than 3 million a year. I mean, a player earns 5 million a year.
I don't think
if you
I
have
think
100,000
I England's, you'd be surprised.
England's no, but, the biggest paid job in international football.
International football. They don't get paid more than Poch gets more than 3 million a year. He gets at least 5 million a year.
I hope Poch gets it. I hope he takes it in the next week.
Absolutely impossible. It's
yeah,
so
but I love it. I love it.
He's already said he would have said
it. Okay, I'd love it.
Yeah, of course you'd love it. He's the best manager for it.
No, he's not. Wenger is.
Okay.
Because you don't have the... He's not from England, shit.
Yeah, but Poch will get... He's bred all the Englishmen, so, you know, that's what everybody... No, Wenger would be great, I think, for England and for him and for Arsenal.
Poch wouldn't take it because you don't sign players.
You know, another picture came out yesterday, right? They had Cameron Carter-Vickers, was the next one with that. Anton Walks is the next one.
Yeah.
He's just signing them up. Everybody's getting a new contract as well.
How can they clear up the football then? I need to get an investigation and just... How would you punish these managers then?
Suspend them.
Hmm.
Suspended. I believe that it should either be an extremely long suspension or...
That can't be the top eight because Pulis was in there as well, so it's not.
All right, okay, unbelievable.
Mark Hughes is in there as well.
Unfortunately, yeah. I believe that.
No, but there are some people actually saying Mark Hughes should get it, which is
the
scary.
One who's repeatedly done this over years. I think they should be banned for life.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not harder than that. I don't see this. Blatter get banned for 8 years. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? And then it's down to 4. What the fuck is that? Why for a couple of years? I mean, what the hell we don't... It's not society in jail. These are structures we put in FIFA and football. It's not something that you're right to join. It's an organization. You apply work as you do another place. And in any workplace, you can say, no, we don't get anybody who's been convicted or been drug abused. They can have that right. It's not a state government kind of organization. It's not jail.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, man.
I think if they should get suspended only, then it should be referred to as a jail time. Then they should be in jail. When they come out of jail, the crimes are gone. Now you can re-enter the world of football. If you don't get jail, you're suspended for life.
If you don't do the time, you're not on the sideline.
Yeah, of course. But that should be...
Change the game also, and then you have a convict 11, right?
Yeah.
Of players that have been to jail managed by one of these.
When you go to jail, the only way you can get back into football is the friends you made in jail. You pick your best 11.
Yeah.
That team has to beat another qualifying team, which is the relegation of Premier League. Yeah. They had to beat them to get into management.
Wow.
So, prison rules.
To show...
Prison rules in
no, it, this is Hollywood rules. This is, you can always get back by a bit of fucking drama.
All right.
So you do a great day, and it's like, oh, he made it! He beat the unlikeliest story ever! And you're like, forget that he fucked children. Let's have him back. He's done his time in jail.
No, you can't have that. But
he done his time in jail.
But then at half time, they'll be like, they're in the shower, and then they'll be like digging out like Escape to Victory, you know, and they'll leave. You've never seen Escape to Victory, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Stallone breaks his arm. Brilliant. Right, let's have a look at the Champions League and Europa.
What's going on, Stephen Hawking?
Good win for Tottenham.
Very good.
Looked in control. Looked
complete in control, I would say.
And that man Song again.
Song again is having a remarkable season, and it's funny how quickly football turns. I mean, 1 month ago I was seeing a tweet: "Oh, Song is shit. Why is he playing?" And now they had this article with all these Arsenal and United fans, Liverpool fans came out like Liverpool fans. He looks like, man, he's a great. But I think he's kind of likable, you know. He's always he looks like a child playing. He laughs all the time. He's very popular in the dressing room and in the club because he's a joker apparently, and everybody loves him. So I think that was the reason Pochettino, he said that he was such a good player to have around, and we said that if you want to stay, yes, and he stayed, and now
Do you look at Spurs as like some kind of like Walton's family, like the friends or something?
I think you never see
anything wrong with them at the moment.
I think he's really instilled. We haven't had a bad kind of.
Great start.
Yeah, but not only that.
You play Man City this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, this is very interesting. Where are we? If we lose as expected, it's be like, okay, still a good start, but you know we're not there. If we draw, it's still like good result. But we're not. But if we win it, like last season against this, then that's a statement. Like, wait a minute, this season might actually be pretty amazing.
If you get a draw as well, you're just as good as Brendan Rodgers, because he got a draw with them on the week.
Yeah, and Brendan Rodgers also said, "Did you read that? Celtic would be top six in the Premier League.
Yeah,
if they were there after a 3-3 draw with City and that 7-0 hammering, that doesn't matter.
No, we'll ignore that.
That was just a practice game.
Yeah.
We're all high because we were drugged before the game.
Yeah.
If we weren't drugged, we would have been winning 7-0. It's all reversed. That's the logic, because logic is sometimes reversed. That's what he said. That's what Brendan Rodgers actually said.
One of the good games was Real Madrid Dortmund. Fantastic match.
Great game.
Yeah.
Very, very good game, and a fair result. And it must have been, it could have ended like 6-6. I think the last like amazing 7 minutes was insane. It was like back and forth, shot on goal, shot on saves. Oh, just on top.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It was really, really good game of football.
And of the British teams, Arsenal winning on Wednesday looked quite comfortable.
Comprehensive. Yeah. 2-0 within 20 minutes. And the game
it looks good.
And Walcott is back on form now.
Yeah.
Very quickly in football. As we said, Walcott has been... And now all of a sudden he looks focused and very good. I think the position-wise, maybe it's the thing that he really needed to settle in one position.
I think consistency is a big thing for him, though. He seems to have these 4 or 5 games. And
he
then,
always has that.
And then he disappears, you know?
Definitely. Either by injury or by rotation, or that he just has a poor game.
Yeah.
At the moment, he's in form, though. Arsenal are in form, generally. They look very good.
Leicester sort of forgetting the old Premier League blues. Another win.
Yeah, Porto. Odd season for them. It looks like they've been playing well in Champions League, but not in the league.
But what if they get out of their group in Champions League, you know?
But to be honest, I don't think anyone expect. I don't think...
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Any Leicester fans realistically expected them to, certainly not to go on and win it again, 2 years. But even, I think a lot of them probably thought, well, if we get top four, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So to do well in the Champions League, they're probably happy with that.
Listen, do well in the Champions League is fun for this season. It's great.
Yeah.
But it's detrimental for the long run. You'd rather pick up wins in the Premier League to get them into... You'd rather play Champions League, have a good... okay group stage, maybe finish third even, go to Europa League, but the next season do that well in the league that you get a Europa League.
Obviously, but I don't think they even think that they can get back into the Champions League.
No, so it's ding-a-ding-dong-dong-dong. I think they'll be delighted with the Champions League run.
Yeah,
I think 10th in the league and the Champions League
they'll
run.
Still be.
Yeah.
But as we said before earlier in the pod, that I don't believe the target is number one. I don't believe the target is Champions League. Their realistic target is Europa League. They want to finish in the top 6-7. I think that's realistic, considering how last season went. Realistic with the squad they have. They can push for that. I think that should be their target, because I think in the long run, there are teams that come 1 year, not like Leicester winning the whole shit, but there are teams that look like they're coming there. But without this consistency of coming to Europa League, you really just one of the other teams between 8 and 15.
Yeah.
Like Everton is always sniffing around. The Tottenham and Everton has been doing this for 6-7 years, and now they've caught up with the Liverpool and the United, and Liverpool fell off, but the rest of them, because we've been consistently trying all the time to focus there and not focus on Europe.
But don't you think Ranieri would look and go, right, we've got 2 out of 2 in the Champions League. Let's just put a bit of focus
on
that.
Definitely,
they're going to get out of the group.
Yeah, definitely now.
And you never know. Then they've proven that.
They can't win the Champions
You never know.
Well, that's true. It is true. You never know. And it should be easier to win the Champions League than the Premier League. To be honest, because it's 2 games at a time. If every other game your opposition get a red card earlier, which is not a big deal, but if that would have happened, then maybe that would have
been
that you win.
Laughing their asses off at Christmas when Leicester were doing so well, and it was just like, oh, this is great.
He wasn't. He was laughing with 3 games, 4 games to go.
Yeah.
And then he was crying.
Why was I laughing 3 games to go?
Because you thought you were going to win it.
Nah, we never thought we were going
to. Mate.
Nobody thought we were going to win it, but we thought we were going to finish second, definitely. Definitely, I thought that.
Yeah.
But when Harry Kane did that lion Instagram, like, we're coming.
No. For me, when we scored against Arsenal, it was just, we might keep Arsenal behind us. I don't think anybody realistic thought that Leicester would collapse and lose 4 games in a row. And especially when they didn't, every weekend they didn't. It was like, all right, this is not going to happen.
Mate.
But no, nobody.
You're paying over those cracks, mate. That's fine.
The big result, obviously, was the Newcastle...
it was over way before that.
For Huddersfield, yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a great this game win. You put for that.
He's still incredible. Talking about Tottenham. Isn't he?
No, that was the 4-3 game.
The 4-3 game. Yeah. I mean, that was bonkers. One of the great games.
Yeah.
Really
How
was.
Can they concede two goals in fucking 93rd?
That's why football's so.
I looked at
fantastic.
It. And it was. I looked at it 3-2, and I was like, oh, okay, Norwich.
It was 89th minute when I checked live yeah. score. Went to bed, looked at it, and I was just like, I saw the yeah. table, and I was like.
Yeah, Norwich.
I couldn't understand it.
Why would you go to bed at 89th minute though?
Because I wasn't watching it. I just had a look at the scores before I went to sleep.
So when did you go to? The game ended at?
Yeah, I go to bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Do you?
Yeah.
You kidding me?
No, you're not. I need joking.
9:30.
Or 10:30, 10:00 around that sort of time.
Are you joking?
No. I know you.
When do you go? Yeah, 4?
6:30, 6:20.
What, do you sleep like 10 hours?
Yeah.
That's like 8 or 9 hours.
About 8 hours I need. Well,
why?
I'm knackered.
You're like a teenager.
Yes, I am.
Well, you need over 8 hours every night.
About, yeah, pretty much.
But you're like 52 years old.
Yeah.
Have you got a disease?
No. What, sleeping disease? 8 hours is what people should have.
No.
That's
what you should have when you're a teenager.
Thatcher was on like 3 hours.
He's a psychopath.
I haven't slept 8 hours in a row for I don't know how long.
You can't compare.
You're a maverick though, mate.
You're
on the edge.
You're a renegade.
Special.
Yeah.
How many hours do you sleep?
He doesn't. He sleeps.
He sleeps hanging up like a bat.
I don't always sleep.
He sleeps in a box.
Sometimes I sleep maybe like. If I sleep like 4 hours, then I'll maybe have like a half an hour power nap during the day. So it's a bit divided. And sometimes
half an hour power wank.
Power wank.
Okay.
I need a battery here. Fucking power wank.
I can't feel my arm.
No, I can. I only need like six.
Yeah,
six
I think
hours.
Six is fine.
Yeah, but not. 8 or 9.
But you've got young kids, so they probably wake you up.
Wake me up.
We wake them up at 7.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're excellent kids.
And they're sitting there dressing gown with a pipe. You know?
Slippers.
But
do
what
iron
do
their paper
6:20 you get up. Why?
Why? Why not?
How long do you need to get up? Like, 6:20 is ridiculous. You start work at 10.
I don't start work at 10.
What time do you
Why would
work?
You start work at 10? Who starts work at 10?
I get the office about 8:30.
Mate, he works
do
at
you?
An office.
Yeah.
He works at an office, mate.
I thought you did like 10 till 5.
Listen, you go to the office at 10 because you can go to your office at 10. Yeah. It's just you who's going to write. You can go there 1, but he needs
do
to be at work.
You watch when you come in. Hey, Al.
Right, so Europa League yesterday, Man United winning. Zlatan on the. He looked good though. Rooney came off the bench.
He came off and did all right, but it wasn't the greatest team, no. To be honest. But they looked quite dangerous on the counters
from Ukraine.
Yeah.
What about Rooney on the bench? Southgate has come out and said he's still my England captain.
Well, it's four. He's going to take over 4 games. He can't. It's not his decision to change the captain. It's 4 games. No. He's not a permanent. If he would be an interim manager for. As long as we find a new one or he takes over, then I think he has the right.
Arrogant for him to change things.
Yeah, 4 games. Like,
don't you think if he just put his stamp on it and said, look, I'm England manager, I don't think Rooney as a manager, I think it should be.
Yeah, and
I don't know who else, to be honest.
No, but I think if.
Eric Dyer.
If they talk. I mean, who should be captain? But
Poch.
It shouldn't be Rooney because he doesn't play all the games. It should be one of the elder players that plays. Simple as that.
Who?
Well,
Kale.
Kale is vice captain.
Kale's awful.
Yeah, no, but he plays all the
Hart.
Time. Oh, Joe Hart. Well, I don't
I
know.
Think he's just hanging on, though, Joe Hart. You know.
Well, Rooney is.
Well, Milner. He's always in the squad.
Yeah.
Doesn't play.
He's in the
team,
squad. Though.
Well, Henderson.
He
was the captain for Liverpool. Yeah. He's captain England in the occasion, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Instead of Rooney, so Henderson will be probably the most natural. Because he's kind of captain of Liverpool as well.
He's diet Stevie G as well, isn't he, really?
Yeah,
he's
Southgate should give it Sterling.
No. No, but I think Henderson would have gotten it. Or if he, or one of the centre halves, which he will have. I mean, he has to pick maybe Cahill, maybe Jagielka. They're about 30.
It's interesting how they still think they have to fit Rooney in there.
No, but they're idiots.
Yeah.
They're all idiots. I mean, FA, the English FA when
Mourinho's
it comes to England.
An idiot, isn't he? Well, he's dropped him, but...
Well, he dropped him now, but let's see... if he played him so he can drop him, if he did that, he's a genius. Or
he, so I gave him a run, he was shy.
I gave him a run, yeah. But that's what I said. I think, oh, but that's, we didn't say that. We said that in the last episode. Fuck. Yeah, but that's the thing. I think the idea with that is, if he would have come to Manchester United, dropped Schweinsteiger straight away, which people said, okay, you get a lot of midfielder. But if he would have dropped Rooney as well, some of us would have agreed, said, yeah, he's over. But a lot of Manchester United faithfuls and other people would go, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he would have head-on has a collision with him straight away. If he plays him a couple of games, first to see maybe he's not finished, and then second, if he's not good, if he benches him now, nobody's saying he's done right. No. Wrong. Everybody's saying great management. Yeah. He's off the bench. He will come in.
This is why Fakir should be, he should be prime minister
of Fiji.
And he will use the squad. And now when he rotates him, it will be completely good for everybody. No, everybody said you have to play him in the rotational system.
It's no embarrassment.
If he even has an odd bad game, it's still, well, we didn't have any more strikers because Zlatan and Rashford is playing. When somebody's resting, Rooney's got to play. Simple as that. So I think it's fine. Play him as a number nine, a striker, or behind the striker when everybody's injured. Not in midfield because you already have seven alternatives there. If you're going to have a midfield option, I'd rather see Schweinsteiger in midfield than Rooney.
Schweinsteiger's a fat fuck.
I'd rather see him in the midfield than Rooney. Rooney the wide spreader.
Schweinsteiger's never fit for me.
No, I...
We don't even know if he's injured now or he's unfit or not.
No, he just doesn't look like...
No, he's never looked the last like couple anything of years, like his former self.
I think when he left Bayern, I think Bayern knew as well that he can't play at this level anymore. If they want him as a marquee signing, fine. But fitness-wise, he never looked...
How much did they pay for him?
Like nothing, £5 million pounds only because he was...
Well, that should be
nothing.
A sign.
I like you. Well, play down the dice. Nothing. £5 million, mate. A lot of money.
No, but I'm not sure if £5 million was a transfer fee or it was just an agent fee. Yeah. I don't know if Bayern Munich got money. Yeah. I think Bayern Munich didn't get in money. I think it was free from that.
Free tran.
One of the big results...
Free tran. Yeah, that we get on Fridays with a pie.
One of the big results was Huddersfield 2, Rotherham 1.
Top of the league, eh?
10 games, 22 points.
Reasonably happy.
We go to Ipswich this week. If we get a point or we get three, then I'm starting to think that's 11 games. Who knows, right? Who knows?
Did you play 42 in the...
46, I think.
46?
Yeah.
24 teams, 3 times 2, 46.
Yeah. So
8 games more than Premier League.
I mean, if we're in the playoffs, if we're, you know, it's still going to be dreamland. Seriously, it's going to be amazing.
That's why the league is...
Atletico Madrid beating Bayern. I thought that was quite a big result.
Great, yeah.
Griezmann missing the penalty, but I like Atletico.
Well, it's not a surprising
result.
I thought Torres looked fantastic.
Bayern did have chances, though, really, you know. And the goalkeeper had a great game.
I think if you look at it, Atletico has had the same manager, the team. They're always stable. They've been doing great every season, every competition. It's just... It's relentless.
On a small budget as well, really.
Yeah, much smaller than the other one, definitely. Yeah. I mean, some seasons they go plus because they sell huge transfers goes out of that club. I mean, players leaving. If it's not out of the Turan, somebody... I mean, it's just...
Did you see the penalty that it gave away Vidal?
I didn't see it.
Just kind of flew in, just smacked him over and then went, nothing. It was just total frustration. Also mentioned to FC Copenhagen... Yeah. 4-0.
Brilliant, what a goal by Delaney.
And that's four.
Wow, what a goal by Delaney. Unbelievable. I mean, you gotta see this goal. I mean, he smacks this volley outside of the area. It's impossible to take it. And it's almost like I remember Eric Neva actually said a good thing when he said, I'm so sick and tired of saying the Roberto Carlos spin, but if it's any goal that deserved that comparison, it was this. Because he really went, just bended in and hit the post. On the inward, bend. It was brilliant.
But that's a great result for them, and they're flying.
Four points.
Yeah,
great draw the first round.
Yeah,
In Porto, great draw, and now beating them today looked like they might actually have a chance.
Or Club Brugge are really terrible. Who knows?
They are terrible because last year had a great season. This year they were seventh before that game in the league. They're really struggling in the league. And they didn't look good at all. Any of the two games, they've been hammered both games. Really, really beaten the shit out. So I think the 07 in goal difference. So they are poor, absolutely. But still, you have to win those games. And as we see with Leicester, you can struggle domestically. Then you Champions League kind of
and
wow.
Copenhagen aren't a big team. So for them,
Yeah, but Club Bruges is, to be honest, it's not one of the... the last couple of years, they haven't been the dominant team in Belgium either.
No.
So, but Belgian football hasn't really done well in Europe lately. They have a great crop of players, but they all left Belgium very early age. All of these, you know, the Company, Hazard, yeah. the De Bruyne, the Dembele, the Fellaini, whoever, they all left early.
So the league's not getting the benefit of it.
No, but it's getting the benefit of producing players. And despite that, Belgium League doesn't have the same... as we maybe 100 episodes then we talked about, they can sign any player. They just need a certain amount in the match day squad to be Belgian. Oh, producing Belgium. You can buy 16-year-old Nigerians without any work permit.
16, maybe 25. Hazard...
Actually, Nigeria have to be 18.
Yeah. Hazard's brother... He scores a few goals as well. I like him.
Yeah, there are a few of them. There are three of them.
There's three Pogbas as well, isn't there?
Oh, there are three Pogbas as well. All right. I thought it were two.
One of them plays in Scotland. It's quite amazing. Plays like for St Mirren or something.
That's
like
brilliant.
That. Yeah.
David Pogba.
Yeah, let's have a look
Kenny.
At...
Kenny Pogba.
Jock Pogba.
Jock is a good... That's a good name for
it's
a Pogba.
It's a good band name.
No, it's a good
Although
name.
Although Jock Pogba...
I mean, when you guys gave your children name, did you...
Sir Alex.
Did yeah. you... Go, oh, yeah. Did you... Well, you weren't even involved in your kids' names. But, okay, Al, when your children were named, did you think about with the name Pitcher or just the name?
I like the nickname Scribbler, so I'd be like Scribbler, but you can't have Scribbler Pitcher. You know, that's ridiculous. So I was.
Do you call him Scribbler?
No, I don't.
All right.
I was going to call him.
What just happened?
No, I don't know.
Well, you asked me if I thought of the Seth. Name Pitcher, yeah. And I was going to call him Scribbler, but you can't. That's a scribble, so it's like Scribbler Pitcher. It's like draw a picture.
Why would he call him Scribbler? Because for real?
I quite like that name, Scribbler.
I've never even heard
So that
it.
Could have been... No, are you joking now?
I'm not kidding you.
So
no.
I think it's cool. You were genuinely considering calling
Scribbler. Your kid Scribbler.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though, but it's very old.
And then...
Cruz and Romeo, yeah, in Brooklyn.
And then I was going to call him Lillehammer Car Park, for obvious reasons.
Okay, so you just
right. That's what they call them, isn't it? Brooklyn...
Oh, right, yeah. Where they were conceived.
Yeah. Jeez. Did they concede the last one inside?
Well, if you had a child,
inside
you'd call
Tom Cruise?
You could
no,
call her like.
Called Cruise?
It was in a Chevrolet Cruise, the back seat.
You could call your one like Cough Drop or something.
Yeah.
The cough
Quiller.
Medicine.
Quiller's yeah. quite a nice
You could
name.
Call her your one Sleepy.
Or Alone, kind of. Your child.
Let's have a look at.
No, but did you see the picture?
No, I don't. I thought about Alf.
Because Jocko is a very bad name, but if your name is Pogba, that's pretty cool.
It's not Jocko, though, it's Jock.
Jock, whatever, Jocko.
All right, Jock.
Jock Pogba, that's
Jocky.
Cool.
Let's have a look at this weekend then. We've talked about the. But it is a. It's first against second, isn't it? It's Tottenham against Spurs.
It's Tottenham against Spurs.
It's Manchester. It's Manchester Actually, against City.
That's what Michael Owen said that he did. He did really well for Tottenham last year. So let's see if he can kick on from here for Spurs. It's like it's the same team. You do. You are aware that he still plays in the same team, right?
So let's have a look. So we've got this weekend. It's
well, we have the best game as we mentioned. What do you think about Tottenham City? What do you reckon?
It's like what we said. If you can get something there, I think it'd be great. There's a Friday night game between Everton and Crystal Palace.
Pretty decent game.
It's all right for a Friday. Yes,
Everton lost the last game, but been high flying before that, and it wasn't like they. It's just one game that had a bad game. And Crystal Palace has also upturned in form, playing pretty well since Benteke coming to the team. I think they've got a big lift. Pretty good squad.
Interesting if Benteke can score the winner against Everton and point to the Reds.
All is forgiven.
I think it's a very good buy with Anders Tonsen. I think that's a brilliant buy for that team, for that kind of team, for that manager. I think he'll do very... Under the right manager and the right formation, Anders Townsend could be a devastating player. I think he's very...
Also, I think Everton are doing great. I don't know if they're going to be this year's West Ham, but they're doing fantastic.
I think what we can look at Everton is that you can see that they've been slowly building for years. Martinez came there and kind of halted a little bit, but the players coming in and coming through are still very good crop. They got something good there with Koeman. I think that was the last puzzle. He'll need 1 year and then we'll see a very strong Everton as well.
Mm. I think they're strong at the moment.
I don't see them beating top four.
Okay, let's have a look at Saturday's games then. If you're listening to this on Friday night, the early game on Saturday.
Swansea away.
For Liverpool.
For Liverpool.
The pod isn't Liverpool Football Mafia, mate.
Yeah.
So
you'd
be expected to go.
I mean, you support 11 teams. It could have been like Leverkusen away in some bullshit tournament with you organised for helping like the dogs with cancer or something.
You'd expect to go there. The form you're in, you expect 3 points.
Yeah.
And it'll be classic Liverpool to not... I think everybody's waiting for Liverpool to cock up.
To choke. Yeah, I would expect.
I think...
What do you mean?
I would expect us to get 3 points. But like I said, I mean, the Burnley, the team we played... They could turn up.
Hopefully for Liverpool...
They have been good. I mean, they really look good when they've been good.
What was the Monday night thing with Klopp? He did an interview.
Monday night football. No, he was a guest on the... So beforehand, they have like an hour show before the Monday night match, and he was like talking tactics and him and Carragher won. It was really interesting.
You're a bit fed up with the whole Klopp love.
No, it's a joke, but it's a bit like every... I mean, we don't have to mention every time. We understand that he runs around when they score a goal, but...
Yeah, but it wasn't so much of a focus on that. It was they were talking about his time as a player, and he sort of says, "I was awful," and they showed him fucking up.
I think it's great for Liverpool. They got a perfect.
Do you see him as
perfect
a rivalry to Poch? I think you do, don't you?
You've kind of got
a love affair with.
No, of course. I think when you look at the bigger picture,
you open your bedroom door, you've got your cough medicine. There's the plastic sheet. Poch is there in a towel.
Good. Oh,
yeah,
sounds good.
Cool.
What about Hull City Chelsea?
I'll use the cough medicine extra much on the natural extension on the body, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Yeah.
Coach Poch is about to cough.
Yeah. Two holes.
Hull City Chelsea. Then Sunderland West Brom. That's one for Moyes and Pulis. They've got to pick up points, man.
Well, Pulis did. With the West Ham win, of course, great. So I think, and then with the draw as well at Stoke. So I think West Brom is kind of out of the immediate danger.
Yeah.
And they're the few signings he did make, settling in well, which have different. But Sunderland, if they lose that game,
you think Moyes might go?
He might go. I think his post match interview as well. Of course he was right to criticize the players because it was. The Benteke goal they conceded on the corner and the
2-0 up as well.
Oh, it's you! No, it was shambolic. It was embarrassing. It was highly embarrassing. I think the last goal was one of the most embarrassing moments I've seen for that team.
Mm.
You were leading 2-0. You're cruising at 2-0 straight after 2-0 concede, and then you just shambles the whole team 2-2, and in the last minute on the corner, stupidly conceded corner as well. They have 8 or 9 players. In the nine yard box, and they're just standing there on a fucking line, and Benteke is at the penalty spot, looking easily, and just running, and just headed it in. I mean, it's absolutely stupid. What is the point of that? I mean, if that is their way of zonal marking, either they know what zonal marking is, or they need to stop doing zonal marking. I mean, because that is stupid, and we've seen a lot of corner goals early on this season. Stupid corner. No, nobody's keeping the eye of the player. There's nobody on the back post. What the fuck's going on? It's Sunday League football. Like 10 of these teams. It's ridiculous. West Ham has been doing it.
West Ham
every week.
Are in a rut. Billick, I think, is in big trouble.
I think he's lost something.
Yeah.
Yeah. The players just like it's a disgrace at the back.
And they have Middlesbrough at home.
The fans are and. As I said before, there's all this thing with the stadium, not the stadium itself, but the organisation. No, there's a lot of unrest. But
the running track.
Yeah, but I think we should...
The running track that only I know about.
No, but we should... The problem... I don't think it's nothing to do with the stadium because the sole reason that if they were playing okay away from home and then having disaster at home, I would say, yeah, maybe the stadium, but it's not the stadium.
But I mean, the fans aren't. There's this whole. It's like a perfect storm. The team are playing shit. The manager seems to have lost it, and the fans.
Yeah, but away from home, where they were brilliant last season.
Last season
they were better away from.
But they were though. They only won those first few games.
No, but they had their game plan used pretty was pretty good at away from home because they wanted to sit back and counter.
Solid, yeah.
So it worked pretty all right for them away from home, but. They've looked as atrocious.
Do you
away
think
as
the West Ham fans? They go away and they win, and then they come back, and if they lose this one, I think it's five in a row at home they've lost.
If they would have,
and they're getting assholes.
Yeah,
they're getting like.
Listen,
you
if
know,
they picked up draws or something away from home and then lose at home, it's a really bad patch. But now they're getting horsed. I mean, we're not talking they're losing 1-0. They're losing 4-0 against average teams, and it looks like it could be 6-7. As we said, Noble's interview, he was saying he was like dejected. He was like, "Yeah, we could have lost 6-0 to be honest. It doesn't look like we're going to score. We scored against."
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered